And all those fantasy baseball folks who spend all their days and nights online, they need to look at their internet connections because there's going to be a lot more data flowing next year. Rick Carr joins us, correspondent for PBS's Need to Know. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great, John.
You know, I was going to ask Celeste this question, but I have no idea how much I pay for my internet. You probably know,
yeah,
right?
I do. I have Verizon Fios, so I know. It's a fixed rate.
All right, fixed rate. So not only is there an issue of fixed rates for paying for the internet, there's a question of whether broadband is really broadband, according to a new report by the Federal Communications Commission. What is the FCC telling us that the companies aren't?
They're telling us, well, they're sort of admitting that the rest of the world has been laughing at us in terms of our internet connections for a long time. We are incredibly slow. Every couple of years, the OECD does a ranking of countries around the world in terms of how good their internet service is. We typically come out somewhere in the low teens or 20s. And so the FCC is kind of finally fessing up at this point and saying our internet connections are slow. Now, they're not really saying how much we pay for them in this report, but they are admitting that we are way behind most of Northern Europe, most of East Asia, the industrialized parts of East Asia, even parts of the Middle East.
And is this an issue of competition slowing down the upgrading of the infrastructure, or is it an issue of just geographically the U.S. is too big to, you know, match what the South Koreans can do?
Well, I mean, there are elements of that. If the policy at the FCC were to make sure that every American got the same speed at the same time, but you look at a lot of other countries around Europe. I'm doing some reporting now that's going to be showing up on Need to Know early next year. You look at countries like Finland, where the majority of the population lives around Helsinki, and they're still managing, promising to roll out connections 25 times faster than what the FCC says is good in the U.S., to everybody in the country within the next 2 years. So it is possible to roll it out. What's probably more stunning about this report is even in dense metropolitan areas, we are lagging behind the Netherlands and Denmark and parts of Britain and most of France. And it's because those countries have sort of two things going on. One is that there are multiple carriers competing for your dollar. So it's not just your cable company and your telephone company. You might have in London, for instance, 10 or 12 different companies to choose from. Secondly, these countries have regulators that have been really pressing for the deployment of fiber optics. This FCC report indicates that at most about 3% of American homes and businesses have fiber optic connections. In countries like the Netherlands and Amsterdam, that's well over 60% right now. And that's really what makes the difference in terms of speed and the power of these connections.
So in Finland and France, you can download the entire movie Avatar for about the same speed as you can send a normal email in the United States. Aside from a nationalistic issue, why aren't corporations moving in the United States to upgrade the capability in the U.S.? Are American consumers just deluded into accepting less?
Well, we just don't know any better, first of all. I mean, it's only once you've been to one of those countries that have 100 Mbps connections or better, like in France or the Netherlands, that you really realize how slow things are here. Yeah, there was a report out by the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard earlier this year that basically said the problem, in a sense, is that the FCC hasn't been aggressive enough. It's been allowing AT&T and Verizon and the big cable companies, Comcast in particular, to sort of slowly move forward improving internet speeds. There's been no sense that this is something that's important, whereas these other countries, the regulators are saying, look, this isn't just about people downloading movies. This is a next-generation competitiveness issue. Look, it's green. You can telecommute.
Right.
If you have great connections like this, it's much easier.
Secondly, and the upgrade can be mandated by the federal government. We don't have time for the secondly. Rick Carr, correspondent for PBS's Need to Know, more about the upgrading of broadband around the world, not in the United States.